to be a pilgrim.
So this is my first time going to Maidjigori, and I'll say I had faith, I'd go to church every Sunday, but I didn't think my faith was strong. I got married in September, and my husband is such a faithful man, and he was the one who told me, or I heard from Father John, but my husband told me that we should go to Maidjigori, and I was like, oh, I'm not sure, and I didn't think it was the right time. I was like going through a tough time at that time, and I was really unhappy, and I had a lot of stress and anxiety. But when I went to Maidjigori, honestly, like, I can't describe it. Like everyone says, like, you just feel peace, and that's what I felt. Like, I felt all my worries go away. I just, It was just incredible. Like, I can't explain it. And, like, at home, I just, like, it's so hard for me to get out of bed. You know, I was going through that tough time, and all I wanted to do was sleep. But in Maidjigori, I was, you know, waking up and asking, come on, let's go, let's pray the rosary. And I'm like, I'm going to go up Russian Hill. And my husband gifted me a Bible a few months ago, and I'd never even opened it. I took it to Maidjigori, and for the first time I was opening my Bible, I was wanting to read. And I remember, like, I've been to confession like a handful of times, and when I would go, I'd be so scared to go to confession, and I would just be like in and out. And when you go to Maidjigori, you see like lines and lines of people going to confession, and that, I just thought, I have to go. And honestly, like, I was telling priests things that I never thought I'd ever confess ever. Telling him everything, and just the the love and, you know, forgiveness I felt, and the love, and just sharing it with all these people, honestly, like, it was just incredible. So, you know, honestly, like, I really feel like I've had a conversion.